Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center here in Miami, Florida. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. Right behind me are the hurricane specialists looking at the data from the aircraft, looking at satellite, coming up with the latest information, and we have new information to pass on. The winds, Hurricane Laura now, the latest advisory, 140 miles per hour. So very powerful hurricane, 952 millibars, 200 miles south-southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Still moving at northwest at 16 miles an hour. Starting off with the satellite here, a healthy storm. I mean, you can see the eye right there. You can look right into the eye and start seeing those gray colors right down into the eye, and that's the surface. That's the Gulf of Mexico. You can see how clear it is inside that eye. A large storm, lots of convection, strong storms right around the center. But the rain bands, we've already got rain bands already entering portions of Louisiana. And some of these actually have prompted a few tornado warnings. So you look at the eye on the radar. This is the actual Lake Charles radar right here. You can see the eye of the storm, but look at this large rain band that is impacting portions of southeast Louisiana around Houma, seeing some of those tornado warnings, and then stretching all the way back towards Lake Charles and even headed towards the Texas coast. So you're starting to see some of those impacts already associated with these rain bands, and eventually even the winds getting in there. And also, the water starts to rise all before the landfall. So important not to concentrate just on this center point, but to know some of this reaches there earlier. So here's the situation. There's the center. There's the hurricane force winds right around the center. You start looking at the tropical storm force winds as well, right around the center, stretching out, you know, 180, 200 miles from the center. So not just a center point. Still some room to get stronger either way. Either way, we're still going to have some major impacts associated with Hurricane Laura. Staying a hurricane, this is 7 a.m. Thursday. So even inland, we're going to have hurricane force winds. That on top of the rainfall, trees down, power lines down. Still a dangerous situation on the coast and also inland with time. So let's start looking at some of those impacts. One of them is the rainfall. And you start seeing some of the amounts here. I wanted to show this. This is the Weather Prediction Center puts out areas that have high probabilities of flash flooding, and it's large. This is a moderate risk in red, and in the yellow here is a slight risk. Look how large that area is. So this encompasses portions of Texas. You look at East Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, even stretching even further than that into portions of Missouri, getting into Tennessee and even Kentucky. So any one of these areas could see excessive rainfall, could see some flash flooding, dangerous conditions. It's just best to stay off the roads. Storm surge. We've been using the terminology not survivable, and that's something that we have to continue to repeat, because these values are not survivable. The water values here with the storm surge, getting there even before the center. So you can't wait to evacuate. If you're told to evacuate, got to do it now. You still got daylight, you still have some time, but that's going to shrink up. Some of these values, you look right here, Sabine Lake, Intercoastal City, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. Some areas, 15 to 20, not just on the coast, but some of this can stretch well inland. In fact, some areas 30 miles, even up to 50 miles inland. So we'll keep you posted on Hurricane Laura from here at the National Hurricane Center.